A Jewish synagogue in Washington played host to live music and dance of different faiths Sunday to celebrate the start of the city's fifth annual Unity Walk. Organizers say about 350 people gathered at the Washington Hebrew congregation to hear music by a multicultural band. Jewish, Muslim, and Christian leaders urged the audience to learn more about each other's faiths. Among the speakers was the synagogue's rabbi, Bruce Lustig.
He is an imam and I am a rabbi, and we're both simply teachers, humble before God, hopefully helping others to stop along the way so that we can find out how strong we really are when we simply work together.
After setting off from the synagogue, participants in the Unity Walk were invited to enter several houses of worship along Massachusetts Avenue for the first time. Last year, only the synagogue and the Islamic Center of Washington opened their doors to the walkers. The houses of worship that joined this year's event included Sikh and Buddhist temples, churches, and the Orthodox Christian Cathedral of St. Nicholas. The cathedral's deacon, Father Patrick Mitchell, gave visitors a tour of the sanctuary.
Well, we'll generally leave this area open because this is where we read, this is where we do other things. This is where you would be married. If you were going to be married, you'd be married here in the center of the church.
Interfaith groups and their supporters established the Unity Walk as a way of combating religious intolerance fueled by the 2001 terrorist attacks on the United States. William Davis is a Washington-based director of the United Nations Information Service.
I think, like with so many difficult instances in our history, what you want to do is take advantage of that and turn it so that it's forward-looking. And when you get the sense for the spirit of cooperation and common goals, common purposes amongst the people here today, you can't help but see that this is something positive growing out of something that is such a tragedy.
The president of Washington's National Sikh Gurdwara, or temple, says Sikhs in the United States attracted some hostility after 9/11 because they wore turbans. But Satwant Kaur Bell says the Unity Walks have helped to dispel misconceptions about the Sikh religion.
Now we always are very curious about what are they doing behind those closed doors, you know? And when you come and you learn about the religion and you learn about the people, you really find that they're just one of us.
One walker who says he learned something new Sunday is American Muslim Ali Ishaq from the northwestern state of Idaho.
My brother Ala and I were talking about how, I mean, normally, you know, you don't just walk up to a temple or a synagogue or something and say, hey, can I come in and take a look? So this is a great opportunity, and it exposed me to a lot of things that I wouldn't otherwise have been exposed to.
Organizers say another aim of the walk is to recruit members of different faiths to join forces in community service projects to clean the environment and help the poor. Stuart Levy is a co-founder of Olive Branch DC, a Washington-based interfaith group bringing together young professional Jews and Muslims.
It's something like the Unity Walk, which brings all of the groups together. It's an opportunity for each of our groups to get our members more involved and more excited about interfaith efforts.
Levy and his co-founder Minha Kauser recently attended an iftar meal in which Jews joined Muslims who are breaking their daily fast during the holy month of Ramadan. They say they are planning more events for young Jews and Muslims in the coming months. Michael Lippin, VOA News, Washington.